Welcome back, everyone, to the 12 Days of Switchmas. I'm Matthew, and this is Chris.
Hey, guys.
And today we're talking about Super Bomberman R for the Nintendo Switch. This is a unique game for the Switch because it's really the one at launch that I feel the most conflicted on. So, Super Bomberman R, let me describe this game real quick and describe my current position on it so you guys can make an informed decision. Okay, so here are the pros. I made a pros and cons list because I like to make lists, you know, in case you haven't noticed yet. The pros are, it's Bomberman. I like Bomberman games. This looks to have the same fun Bomberman gameplay. You get to run around in multiplayer and lay bombs and get upgrades and, you know, battle your friends. It's got the online mode. It's got bots in multiplayer, which I love. Thank you. Thank you for putting in bots, because more games need bots. Another pro is that I think this would actually work really well with the Joy-Cons. You got the multiplayer and the portability all in one package. So, like, if I bring the Switch somewhere, I can play Bomberman with a friend, just using the stuff on the Switch itself. You know, one Joy-Con for one guy, one Joy-Con for the other. I think it works really well with the Switch in that way. And on a related note, I think it's a great companion game to Zelda, which, you know, instead of getting another adventure like something like I Am Setsuna, which I may really enjoy as well, this is something more like, I want to take a little palate cleanser, a little break from Zelda and play something just very easy to get into, very quick, very, you know, action-oriented, I guess you'd say. So those are the pros. Oh, there's one more pro, and this is actually from the back of the box and on the game description page. Photoreal graphics. The game has photoreal graphics, which is amazing, because I looked at this game and it looked just like looking at a photograph of a Nintendo 64 game. So I'm really excited about the photoreal graphics. Now, I got a little bit of a list of cons here. The first one, this is the main issue with me. I'm worried it might be lame, you know? There's always that possibility for games. For this one, to be honest, it looks a little bit low budget. Looks a little bit like, you know, it's not that pretty of a game. I kind of wish they went with sprites instead. Obviously, graphics aren't everything, especially for a Bomberman game. I'm just hoping it doesn't extend to, you know, the rest of the game that, you know, that affects the gameplay negatively or something like that. You know, like, I don't know, if they rushed it out, for instance. And the game just doesn't work as well. Another con is the virtual console system might make it redundant. Depending on if we're getting older Bomberman games and stuff, I could just buy a TurboGrafx Bomberman game on the Switch for like $8 instead of $50 for this new game. So those are kind of the two major cons. Also, there's no Bomber Girl in the game. Chris, have you seen Bomber Girl?
I thought they had female Bombermen.
They do have female Bombermen in this game, but Bomber Girl is a weird series reboot that Konami just showed like a few weeks ago.
Oh.
It's an arcade game with a bunch of like anime babes that are kind of dressed like human Bomberman, kind of. And then the bombs explode and their clothes get torn off. So there's no Bomber Girl in the game. So I guess, is that a con? I don't know. I guess that's a con, depending on what type of player you are. So, no Bomber Girl, and also it might be lame. So, there's the list. This game, overall, I think, I don't know what to make of it. I want it to be really good, because it would be a great companion for Zelda. I'm just a little worried about Konami's track record lately, and it looks a little on the cheap side. So, based on what you guys have seen and heard about the game, I would like to know what you think. But before that, I'd like to know what Chris thinks, because he just took a quick look at Bomberman R. Chris looks stymied right now. I think he looked up Bomber Girl after I did it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to check this out.
I think it's a good thing that this game doesn't have Bomber Girl.
Okay.
I'm kind of surprised they did that. It's like it's like a softcore pornography sort of like take on... I'm going to watch this video, actually.
I'm going to watch this video. Come on, think of it. I'm going to check this out.
I think there's some pretty big pluses about this game. On one hand, it supports up to 8 players, which I think is really neat.
On one Switch.
Obviously, you need multiple Joy-Cons for that, but that's really cool. I also think it's cool that they're giving the Bomberman a lot of different character. Like, they have these anime sort of cutscenes that show each Bomberman has their own kind of personality. And the animations and the graphics on each Bomberman are also very different. So each one's got kind of a distinct personality. Like, one's really sleepy, and one's really, like... happy, one's really like weird, things like that. You know, everyone's kind of an archetype of a specific emotion. And there's a couple bomber women, I guess. They're not bomber girls, fortunately. I think my main concern is like what you were saying. Is there really a reason to buy this game over like the TurboGrafx Bomberman that you can get for $8. That, yeah. I don't know. And that's kind of what gives me pause. So from what I've seen here, it looks like the standard Bomberman gameplay. I'm not sure that it's really innovating or changing it in any way, which isn't really a bad thing, but I think it's going to have to prove that it is the quintessential Bomberman experience for it to really be worth $50.
Okay, fair enough. So there's us on Super Bomberman R, the Switch launch game that we can't quite decide yet if we should get or not. All right, well, for the rest of you then, just let me know what you think of Super Bomberman R, if it looks good, if it looks good enough to buy for $50. And I will oblige by your votes, unless it's like really, really horrible or really great and you say I shouldn't get it. If it gets above 95 average and they say I shouldn't get it, I'm going to buy it. That seems unlikely.
If the average review score is between 55 and 95, you'll listen to the fans. Otherwise, yes. You're not going to listen to them.
I'm not going to listen to them. But I mean, 95 is pretty hard to get. If this Bomberman game gets 95 or above, that's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be higher than Breath of the Wild. That'd be the best launch game for the Switch, which that would be a crazy universe. But we've had some crazy happenings lately, so you never know.
Yeah, you know, it just looks like the kind of launch game where they know that the pickings are going to be slim, so they kind of rush something out that, you know, might still be a fun game, but
I wish it was $10 cheaper.
Yeah.
A little more budget. Oh, yep. Well. I guess that wraps up today's update, but don't forget to check in next time because we're going to be updating up until the Switch launch. So, see ya...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, hopefully. Yeah, you can take out my hopefully. I made it sound like we might not update tomorrow, but it's more like I hope you guys will join us tomorrow. So you can just cut out my tomorrow hopefully. Or you can leave all this in if you want. I don't know.
Just keeps going. And they're listening like, wow, this is weird. This is weird to hear them say that this is weird.